Publicans protect women. No, they don't.
We don't? Are you for serious? I'm pretty sure we're the ones trying to keep men out of women's spaces, i.e. sports and bathrooms, locker rooms, all those areas. But, oh, I can't wait to hear this.
You want proof? Because there are now multiple reports of men slapping on a mask and going around impersonating ICE agents so they can kidnap and assault women.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Donald Trump set up the task force to try to target human traffickers and get them off the streets, something the Democrats had no interest in doing. Yeah. Also, please explain to me how this is a Republican problem, because you do know that law enforcement impersonation is not a new concept. Everyone didn't just wait for Donald Trump to be inaugurated to go to the Halloween store to pick out a costume.
ICE agents, they run in like cartel kidnappers. They either don't have or won't show a warrant. They don't show their badges, they don't show their faces, and they don't show any identification.
Well, they are required to show their badge and law enforcement affiliation when it is safe and feasible to do so. It is not safe and feasible to do so when you and the rest of the feelings force are trying to swarm them, trying to get their face or their name so you can dox them and harass them. Yeah. So don't virtue signal to me that you're concerned about protecting women. You're not. You're concerned about protecting the criminals that are here illegally. But please, honey boo boo, go on.
Because I can pinky fucking promise you.
Ooh, a pinky promise. This is good.
That this would not have happened with Kamala.
You're absolutely right. This would not happen if Kamala Harris was president. Because ICE wouldn't be enforcing the law. But this would be happening with illegal immigrants taking the place of ICE agents, because that's what they were doing before Donald Trump got in the Oval Office and said, enough is enough, we're going to start enforcing the fucking laws.